Is my water bottle back there?
Oh, yeah. Did you fill this with Sprite?
Yep.
Shit, I need a towel. I need a napkin, please. Please, 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 please. And wet it. I need water on it.
Here we are. We're having a good old time.
So...
yeah, but now we're moving into the segment where we talk about what we've been playing for the week. Obviously, I've been playing a bunch of Destiny. Also, with Drew, I've been playing a bunch of Fortnite.
Yeah,
we've been playing the Battle Royale mode.
We have.
And
my pub, good dude.
What are our thoughts about this? We talked about it last week. Their PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds developers got mad at him. But like, what do we think about Fortnite's Battle Royale mode?
Well, first off, you know, going into it, my laptop died, which is why I haven't really been on the podcast and doing anything at all. But so I haven't had a chance to play PUBG, and so really, Fortnite Battle Royale is my first chance to actually get the, you know, PvP or the PvP.
Yeah,
PvP.
For the 100. I mean, it's fun. That's my first experience, so I don't really have anything to base it off of. And I feel like PUBG could be more tactical. There's more customizations and tactics in that, but like there's different tactics, but there's tactics in Fortnite as well.
Mm-hmm.
We got our first what do we call it?
Turkey sandwich.
Yeah, we got our first turkey dinner.
Poor man's chicken dinner.
Yeah, poor man's chicken dinner. So I officially I have a chicken dinner in PUBG and a turkey sandwich in turkey dinner in
Fortnite.
Considering it's free to play and like
yeah.
On your PS4 and like it actually runs like it's supposed to.
Wait, so that's the biggest thing is like
you PUBG.
I have like a modest PC build, and like it runs it okay, but it is like I constantly feel like fucking everything is on pins and needles when I'm playing PUBG.
See, I don't understand it because like my computer, I can run fucking like WoW on Ultra and be fine.
Yeah,
I run PUBG and it just doesn't run.
Yeah.
And I also have an aversion to keyboard and mouse, and so like I feel very less good at PUBG.
Yeah, I can see that.
Than normal. Also,
it'd be fine if I didn't.
There are some like problems I think with Fortnite. Paramount among them being you can't remap the controls.
Yeah,
yeah, the crouch.
And the crouch is not on circle or B. It's on
L1,
and then the building mechanics.
Yeah.
Are all tied to the circle, which fucking, like, if you're in a firefight and you want to crouch, you bring up, like, the building stuff, and
yeah.
It's, like, a fucking pain in the ass. Also, my...
You should be able to get prone, too, but you can't.
My other, problem, also is the map. You can't zoom in to certain sections of the map and see more clearly what's there. There's a few, like, small fixes. Like, there's no cars, there's no... I think they're fixing this week. There's no duos in it, but
yeah,
they're adding duos.
The other problem, too, as far as, like, just control schematics for, like, console versus PC,
uh-huh.
You can carry up to 5 weapons, but you just have to cycle through them.
Yeah,
you don't have hotkeys.
Yeah,
okay.
They could do hotkeys.
The D-pad.
The D-pad doesn't do anything,
but
like...
in PUBG, like, say you've got a shotgun, sniper, pistol, you're gonna need
yeah,
to
you can have all the hotkeys on the 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
4.
Yeah, but like, on the PS4, I noticed that immediately. Like,
mm-hmm.
I had a pistol and a shotgun, I walked into a house, I wanted to equip my shotgun, but I was like, well, fuck it, it's not worth cycling through these other 3 weapons just to get to that.
It's also real annoying to, like, if you want to drop a weapon, you have to, like, you only gonna carry 5 weapons... And then the one you drop is the one you have currently selected, so you have to, like, cycle through to the one you don't want. And then, like,
you don't have time to prioritize, like,
you can't set up your inventory to where, like, you'll have a long-range weapon and then a close-range weapon. Because usually how I play games is, like, if I'm gonna get a few shots on somebody from far away and then come in close,
mm-hmm.
maybe get them with a shotgun or something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't organize your inventory that way. So, like, if you'll have a pistol in between, or a pistol and a... And an SMG in between your assault rifle and your shotgun, so you had to like tap
mm-hmm.
triangle 3 times. It's kind of annoying. It is you can work around it,
but overall,
yes, overall,
free to play.
Oh yeah,
battle royale game running on console. They're doing pretty well.
Yeah, no, I had fun playing it. Like these are we were pointing out the flaws.
Well, no, yeah, I understand, but like I just wanted even though we talked about all those faults, like, overall...
Yeah, no, no, no. It's fun.
For a free-to-play game and it being what it is.
Definitely like worth downloading.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I 100% agree.
And it's only like 13 gigs, so it's like...
Yeah, it's not that bad. Also, I think it does do some stuff well. I like the simplification of the gun system in it, where, like, there's a green, blue, and purple, like, class system, basically. Yeah. As opposed to PlayerUnknown's, where, like, you kind of have this background knowledge of, like, which guns are right. And, like, it's kind of... Like, the game tells you a little bit, but, like, it's kind of like a Minecraft situation where you, like, have to fucking...
You go in and you're
you have to, like, go into, like, the wiki and, like, figure out, like, which guns work best
for what. I use the guns that people tell me to use.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's not... And, like, there is, like, I don't know. It's just not... Yeah, I don't know. Interesting. I've been playing that a bunch, Aaron. We've been playing Destiny. Also, you started Samus or Metroid.
Metroid Returns.
Yeah, Samus Metroid Returning. Samus.
Yeah, I kind of already talked about that.
Yeah, you talked about it a little bit.
It's good. I'm excited to get further into it. Like I said, right now, like I'm still only like 20 minutes in, so like I feel like I'm getting shit on a little bit. Like I don't really, I'm not used to the free aim thing, but I think once I practice it a little bit more, I'll be better.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited to play more of that.
Cool. Yeah, it's always a hard thing for me is like I don't play my 3DS too often, but then going back to
the
it, it's
3D
always
is
like
weird. It's like because I played Metroid Fusion, I fucking love that game, and everything's like on the same, not the same plane, but like on a plane that you can fucking shoot them because you don't have a free aim.
Right.
So it's like it's hard to get used to that. But it's fun.
Cool. I think that brings us to topic of the week, where we're gonna be talking about physical and digital. Stuff, right? Is that what we said?
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're going to be talking about physical and digital stuff. Basically...
DMP. DP?
DP. DP. Digital versus physical. So, it's been a ongoing trend in recent years about...
You okay?
You alright, buddy? You a little tired?
I'm losing it. Yeah, I'm good, though.
It's been an ongoing trend in, with game sales and kind of marketplaces going more digital as time goes on. Internet connections get better.
Sometimes you get more than what you pay for.
Yeah, so stuff like that. And I just kind of wanted to get you guys' feelings on the physical v digital kind of stuff. So I know, Aaron, you're almost exclusively physical, right?
Yeah, but that's just it's just an issue of I like to see the case on my shelf. Like I like having it's a collection thing. Like I like to collect the boxes, you know what I mean? And I like to it's just a collector mentality. Like I just like to have the boxes. But some games I actually do make an exception for, like Destiny, cuz like we jump in and out of that so much that like I like to be able to just maybe have another game in, like Diablo right now is what I'm working on cuz I'm trying to get the platinum still.
Yeah.
So I'll jump into that sometimes. But it's nice to have Destiny specifically, games that I play a lot multiplayer, I like to have digitally because then I can just jump into them without really thinking about it.
Yeah, so I mean, not you don't have Overwatch digitally, but
Overwatch is the one that I wish I had digitally and do not. So it's like a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Drew, I know you like collecting physical games, but you also do buy a lot of stuff digitally. Yeah. So, like, what is your feelings about this kind of thing?
Well, pretty similar to how Aaron is. I mean, I own like FIFA digitally. Well, you guys got me Destiny 2, and that's physical, which is cool, and that's fine. That's what I'll be playing for a while anyway.
So I'll
be getting FIFA later this week, digital. So, like, Battlefield, any, like, shooters or quick in-and-out games. But, like, to be said, I did buy Rocket League, the physical collector's edition.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's like, Aaron, it's nice to see. Like, this is a game I've poured hours upon hours into for the past 2 years that I really enjoy. So it's like, I want to have that on display.
Yeah.
Like, Persona, I bought, like, the fucking...
Steelbook or whatever.
The Steelbook, yeah.
Yeah. So, speaking of, like, cover art and, like, seeing how the games look, very disappointed in Nintendo Switch's cover arts.
I don't think they're bad.
They're just red.
You mean the spine?
The spine, because what you see, right? Yeah. And then it's just red, and then it's, like, Legend of Zelda.
Well, the DS, do you have a 3DS?
Yeah.
Those spines are bad too, because it's like
it
just says Nintendo 3DS and there's like a tiny little square at the top that has like a little thumbnail of the fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
So those aren't great either, but I'm probably gonna buy most of my Switch games digital just because, like, honestly, with all my PS4 shit, I don't have room on my shelf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to either get a bigger shelf or.
Yeah, I buy most first party Nintendo games physical.
Yeah.
Rabbids third party, but technically first party. Kart, Zelda, all that stuff. I got. But also, because it's another console that I get on the ground floor on, until I'm just, like, completely swamped with trying to buy games for it, I'm going to try and buy as many physical as I can.
Yeah, see, I feel like I'm like exactly the opposite. If I could buy everything digital, I would. If like that was like a feasible thing monetarily for me, like I am like a fucking broke ass college student, so like it helps being able to trade in games.
I feel like the digital's going on sale a lot quicker than
And also the like the Best Buy Club and or Gamers Unlocked, whatever the fuck it's called, and then the Amazon one where they give you 20% off like the new physical games, I think is like a really good deal. But also like if all things were even.
Yeah.
And, like, it was the exact same price, physical versus digital. And, like, there's no trade, like, none of that extra malarkey was part of the situation. I would 100% be digital everything. Because I feel like I'm like, growing out of the collecting stuff. Like, I have, a shelf of cases.
You have game cases.
Yeah, that don't have cases. Yeah, I did that because I thought it looked cool. Just kind of, like, it does... But, like, I don't know. It's too much clutter. I feel like I'm trying to declutter my life more.
I mean, what the fuck? Like, I don't have anything else on that show.
Have you seen your wire situation? Huh?
My wire situation is very correct now. It's still something.
It was a fucking horrible wire hazard.
It was pretty bad. But, if you don't know, they're alluding to the wires behind my dresser and my shelf were fucking, like...
Like, any intelligent person would be like, I shouldn't do this, and then they wouldn't.
Yeah,
could look at his, and it would be the perfect image of what not it was to do. Like, do you know?
You ever thought about plugging the extension cord in, and then you're thinking maybe I could fit four more extension cords
into this? Maybe I could daisy chain four more extension cords on it
around the room.
Yeah,
like under sheets. They say like the most important thing is to not plug like one power strip into another one.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
He had that like six times over.
Mm-hmm. Six times.
There was one situation where it was I dropped an HDMI cord, or dropped an auxiliary cord or something behind there.
That's just gone forever.
And I would just be like, yeah, it's gone. I'll buy a new one. And just went to the store, bought a new one, and if that one fell back there, it was gone. The back of my thing looked like, if you've ever got a pair of headphones so tangled, you considered buying a new pair because you didn't want to untangle them.
I would untangle them.
That is how bad the back of my
thing looks. I like that this follows your statement about, I'm a broke-ass college student, so I can't afford to do this shit.
A cord costs fucking like,
$5. I'm just going to drop it up, buy a new one.
It
hits the ground.
My headphones are new headphones. Shut the fuck up.
Alright, that's great. You guys got me there. But yeah, I don't like the clutter of having stuff on the shelf. I feel like I want more.
It's not clutter if you like organize your shit.
Like, my shit's alphabetized.
You're right, it's not clutter.
You
it's
need
just
shelves
stuff.
That are dedicated for that stuff.
I have, like, I don't
but
know.
But you
it's
also
just
need
stuff.
The space in your house, room, apartment.
Yeah,
room,
I don't
to
have
do
that.
That.
Like that shelf right there.
Yeah, that shelf is nice.
I have mine alphabetized. I try to get all the same colored cases. Like, I had Greatest Hits on PS3. I found clear cases and bought those.
Yeah, the original PS3 cases, if you don't know, like, have the little red thing on the top of them.
Yeah, like, if it was an original, I made
this
sure.
This is, like, hardcore. This is some nerd shit, if you want to fucking know.
Mine are in order by, like, most recently played.
Nope, mine alphabetical.
Or and then, like, so, like, the different, the spine on the PS3 cases, like, has a little red thing
mm-hmm.
for, like, Uncharted 1. Yep. But then on Uncharted 2, it's, like, a different spine. Like, yep. It's... Because they changed it. Because
it looked
like,
really cheesy.
They realized that fucking the PS3 original marketing campaign was terrible.
And
they
no kinda, trophies.
They changed that shit up, yeah. But yeah, that is our feelings about digital v physical games.
Yeah.
It's nice to have you back on the podcast, Drew.
Thanks.
Like talking to you. We can do this. Here, hold on.
I got a lot of shit.
We got time for one more topic, probably.
Do we? You want to do another topic? What are you going to say?
If you...
I was just going to say, at some point... I'm gonna come on. I've been playing a bunch anyways. Yeah. I got a bunch, you know.
A bunch of what?
Yeah.
I went through the Call of Duty World War II beta. I got the Dragon Ball Z
beta.
I got Mario Plus.
You got impressions.
No one's played that yet here at this podcast. I got.
I really do.
You can tell us about Mario Rabbids.
A fuck ton of like indie games on the Switch.
Mario Rabbids is what I want to hear about.
Mario Rabbids.
Did you guys play the Octopath demo?
Yeah. No, I didn't. We can talk about that too.
I haven't played it yet.
I have it downloaded. Oh, Cheyenne started playing and she bought Sonic Mania.
Yeah.
I really want to play that.
It's really good too. Get on the Switch.
Yeah, that's what she got
on. Really good on the Switch.
But you, yeah, tell us about Mario Rabbids, I guess.
I mean, what do you want to know?
Is it good?
Is it good?
Yeah.
7 out of 10.
7 out of 10?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm actually an XCOM fan, so I do enjoy the more strategy involved in like XCOM and XCOM 2. But. For someone that's not as keen to one of those strategy types of games, like you might enjoy it because
Fire Emblem.
Because of Fire Emblem, right? Fire Emblem games. But then, like, you take Fire Emblem and, like, XCOM's above that as far as, like,
oh, yeah,
what
sure.
all is involved.
Yeah, the scope of it's totally
so,
different.
So
it's
if,
rock, paper,
if I had,
scissors,
yeah, if
Fire
I had to stack it, it's, like, Mario Rabbids, Fire Emblem, XCOM. I like XCOM a lot.
Mario Rabbids is pretty fucking challenging from what I've heard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's difficult. I've died plenty of times. The bosses are cool. I really enjoyed the boss designs. Story's alright. I think that's where it really lost me. And obviously the rabbits are a turnoff, but, like,
the combat... rabbits are... They're misunderstood, dude. The rabbits are fine.
The rabbits are a turn-on?
Rabbits are a turn-on.
Rabbit
but,
Peach?
But I know... I'm pretty sure I told you this. I said, I actually, like, I don't laugh at games out loud, like, too often, because I don't really play games that are supposed to have humor in them. Like, I legitimately...
I like my,
games
somber and
well, okay, but like,
sour.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Like, but, like, I actually I laughed out loud when, like, Mario, Rabbit Mario was introduced.
Yeah. As, funny stuff.
Yeah, I found myself...
That's what I'm saying. The rabbits are misunderstood. People, liken them to minions, and minions are trash.
Minions are trash.
Like,
and then, like, this Rabbit Mario comes out, and, like, his whole intro, he's got, like, this banjo, he's like, ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. And I was like, fuck.
Got me.
Damn it, he got me. So, I'm on the last world, like, at the mid-boss, so I'll be done with it. Like, well, I got Destiny now.
Yeah,
so.
Destiny now, so.
Destiny's
say
a pretty
all
good
games.
Time sink.
Nah, you're underestimating how much time I'm at home.
Say goodbye to all your other games.
I work from 2 to 8.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And then I stay awake until 9, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
You should sleep more. That's been talked about before.
So is it.
What the fuck?
What?
We're just like...
Yeah, we're really tired.
I've been awake since 1 today.
I'm fucking exhausted. It's like
I've almost been awake for 24 hours.
It's hit me during
and
the
I
podcast.
Haven't played games all day, so this shit.
You're fiending, dude. It's gotta be done.
I know. Yeah. Right. And we only just recently ate.
Well, we played Fortnite for a little bit.
We played Fortnite a little bit. We can go do that. Go take a nap. I think we're gonna get off of here. You can find me on Twitter at CharlesToThe. We got a new sports game stuff coming next week.
It's supposed to come last week.
Yeah,
it's
supposed to come last
that.
Week, but I didn't edit it.
It's
pretty
it's
funny. They're pretty good stuff.
It's real good. You should
It's really funny. Yeah.
Also, stay tuned at the end of this video. Surprise.
Well, no.
No,
I'm putting it at the beginning.
No.
There's going to be more at the end.
Rewind this video. Watch it again.
I'm putting it at the beginning. All right, whatever. Drew.
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
At Trophy Pops. On Twitter, and I do have a YouTube channel, but nothing going on there right now, because,
cool.
You know.
Well, not cool then, nothing going on.
Cool. That's cool, they can't produce content.
Fucking trash.
Trash.
Aaron?
What?
Squid Billet!
I wasn't listening. Aaron M. Weeks on Twitter?
Yeah.
I think that's what you're asking me, so that's what I'm going to say.
What's your Twitch account?
My Twitch account is,
How often are you streaming?
What's your credit card?
Never. Once in a while, I'll give you my social if you want that. Once in a while,
Aaron.
No,
we won't give you a soul. Aaron asked me what Venmo was today. He didn't fucking know.
I didn't ask you legitimately what Venmo was. I was like mad that you
were
asking.
We were buying that game
Venmo.
At Best Buy. I'm like, yeah, just Venmo me the money. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? What is that?
Yeah, I was like, it was PayPal. Yeah, nah, stupid. Get out of here with your fucking PayPal.
Get out of here.
That's terrible. We
fucking use cash. Like
we gotta take a nap. I'm going to sleep.
Said, get them cash.
Give me that cash.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to sleep. Goodbye.